This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Bit of a cold day. Good day to be staying in, tuned in, staying alive and listening to Saturday Magazine. Tass.
Macca, you love saying those.
It's good. It works.
Now, Macca, do you have any idea what we're going to celebrate on May the 28th?
I think, actually it's interesting. It's actually my late sister's birthday.
Ah, okay.
But it's also, I believe, the inaugural day to recognise the survivors of domestic violence in our community.
Hear, hear. Well done, Macca. Yeah. To talk to us all about this, we have Ben Barnison. Now, Ben, I'm not sure that I'm pronouncing your name correctly, so you might have to help me with that. Ben is the founder of the inaugural LGBTI Domestic Violence Awareness Day, which commences this year on the 28th of May. Good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Ben, have I pronounced your name correctly?
Not quite.
Oh, sorry.
It's
Bjarnason. Bjarnason.
Look, the only people that ever get it right are people that are from Denmark, so don't feel bad.
Ah, okay. Bjarnason. It's actually got quite a nice ring to it.
Yeah, Bjarnason, I like that.
It's certainly much more interesting than my name. Ben, tell us all about May the 28th. What's going to happen?
So obviously with what's happened with COVID at the moment, we've had to take our event online. It was originally going to be a sort of in-person event. To be held around the state and around the country. But with COVID, that's obviously had to change. The reason it's sort of come about is just for so many years, I've seen friends of mine and members of our LGBTIQ plus communities affected by domestic violence, yet there's just no one talking, no one's willing to talk about it. There's a sort of huge lack of awareness of what defines an abusive relationship, and there's a huge reluctance to report it as well. There was a recent study, the Sorting It Out report, done by ACON and Western Sydney University, I think it was, that found up to 62% of GBTIQ men had experienced domestic violence, and only 5.2% of those, I believe it was, are actually reporting it to police.
Ben, we had, I recall many years ago, Tass, when we had Ken Lay, ex-Victorian Police Commissioner, on, and he was at that time Chair of Ambulance Victoria, but we discussed the incidence of domestic violence in the LGBTIQ community. And he said so much of it goes unreported, and there's a whole range of cultural issues around it, quite different. Look, any domestic violence issue is very complex. So this is a discussion that's been had for years, and Tass and I have talked about this on many occasions. I'm glad to see there's now some research or some work being done so we can actually get a handle on it. We've seen the stats in Victoria over the last week, visits by police, and the amount of domestic violence incidents during COVID-19. But what is your feel, Ben, and why are we doing this day, and how are we going to actually enable people to talk about domestic violence in the LGBTIQ community?
Look, like you said, it's one of those issues that, especially here in Australia, it's under-researched, under-reported and under-responded. It's not something that we keep statistics on. So without, as you know, without statistics, it's quite hard to get a real picture of how bad the problem is and then respond to it appropriately with funding and services and that sort of thing. So until we start sort of getting a better picture of the problem, then that's why I want to sort of bring more awareness to the issue so that we can sort of start saying, hey, we do have a problem with this in Australia and we need to do more about it.
So, Ben, give us a sense of some of the activities that you will be pursuing on the 28th of May.
So, look, it's really just an online campaign for people to get on board, show their support to LGBTIQ plus victims of domestic violence, show them that there are people there that support them, show them that they're seen, that they're heard, and also remember those LGBTIQ plus victims of domestic violence who have lost their lives as a result. So it's just really a day to sort of acknowledge that domestic violence does happen in our communities. It's not just a issue that affects heterosexual couples. It affects everyone, no matter what your sexuality or gender identity is. And the sooner that sort of the greater community understands that, the sooner we can work towards ending this horrible...
So how could Macra and I participate in this awareness day?
So what we're getting people to do, there's a lot of different ways you can get involved. It can be as simple as changing your Facebook profile picture using the frame that we've got on there, which says, I'm here for you, and bringing awareness that way. But what we're asking people to do is take a photo or a video and basically giving a message of hope and support for LGBTIQ plus victims and survivors of domestic violence.
And posting it on their social media platforms?
Yeah, posting on their social media platforms and using the hashtag I'm here for you. So it can be things like I'm here for you if you ever need someone to chat to, I'm here for you if you need a place to stay, or things like, I'm here for you to help stamp out domestic violence and bring awareness to this issue. So there's lots of different things that people can do on there. And we're hoping through using that hashtag and using this day to bring greater awareness to it, that people who are affected by domestic violence, whether it be victims or survivors, that they see that there is support out there, there is people that believe them and listen to them, and that there is help available.
Fantastic. Well, that sounds like a pretty simple thing for people to do. Jump on their social media sites and post stories and videos and photographs with the hashtag, I'm here for you. How will you know that this campaign's been successful, Ben?
Look, we're already getting a lot of feedback from people saying, I've never felt so seen is one of the ones that really sort of stood out for me, which was just amazing. I guess when you look at the sort of contemporary media and marketing campaigns that we see, it's normally aimed at heterosexual couples with males perpetrating violence against women. And because of that, people sort of feel like the LGBTIQ plus people who are victims can feel like they're invisible and they're not seen. And so to have a day that specifically is aimed at bringing awareness to the issue, it can make them sort of feel like, I'm not the only one. And a lot of people do feel like they are the only ones that it's happened to, because it's not spoken about. So, and that can actually be one of the reasons why people might be hesitant reporting, because I think,
And I was going to say, Ben, it's important for people to understand domestic violence isn't just physical violence. It can be
psychological, social.
It can be social, it can
economic.
Be economic and financial, and that, the only way that we're going to be able to, resource this adequately and get some solutions is if people talk about it and if they, report it, and, if we don't, then it's going to remain an issue that...
It'll remain invisible, Macca.
It'll remain invisible. So, I think this is a great initiative, Ben. I commend you and your colleagues, your board, for doing this. I think it's a great thing, and Perhaps after the 28th, we'd love to have a chat to you again in terms of how it's gone, what sort of feedback you've had, and what are the next steps.
But before you do go, Ben, before you do go, if any of our listeners are feeling like they do need support, who can they contact now and how?
So obviously that's a bit of a tricky one. Being a national campaign, there's different services in all the different states. So I would suggest basically getting on Google, and most of the services now, if you Google LGBTI domestic violence support, most of the states will have specific services that should come up under those. So for Queensland, it's DV Connect. People can reach out to and contact there. It's the Queensland's only 24-hour crisis hotline for people. And then if you are in Victoria...
So what you're saying is every state has its own services.
Yeah, so we'll encourage people to, to do that. And, you know, perhaps it might be QLife or Switchboard. Look, unfortunately, Ben, we've run out of time. As I said, let's talk to you again in probably about a month or so, as to once that day has happened on May 28th, and see what sort of feedback you've got and what the next steps are.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. That was Ben.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. That was Ben Bjarnason from Domestic Violence Connect.
And don't forget, Macca, you can actually use your own social media to run this campaign. Hashtag I'm here for you.
I'm here for you.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.